dear friends. I'm very happy to welcome you here today for the first release in the series of books on Auroville architecture. And I'm going to call Mona to present the event. Thank you, Mona.
Friends, it's a pleasure to be here today. I released this book, which has been a long process of 5 years. It started with a grant from the Project Coordination Group with Stifting Desire, and also the Council of Architecture, which is supporting it. I will not take much time. I would like to invite Mallika to please say a few words. She has been instrumental in getting this book published by Mappin, one of the best publishing houses of India. So.
In some senses, the journey of our publishing house was in a tiny way reflective of the journey of Auroville. When we first thought of why we wanted to start a publishing house as early as 1982, India was being interpreted to the world and to Indians by foreigners. Every book that was published in India was written by a foreigner and photographed by a foreigner. Foreigners who came for a few months stayed with the real masters of the craft or of the art, who necessarily could not be very articulate in English, picked their brains, and then gave them a one-line credit note in the foreword and took the credit for the work. And my then husband and I, both of us interested in publishing, but extremely frustrated and angry at this, and felt that with the wealth of knowledge, understanding, and wisdom of the whole cultural field in this country, language and the want of a first-rate photograph should not prevent Indians from interpreting their own culture for themselves and the world. And that's how Mappin Publishing was born. And over the years, we have published over 380 books. The idea was not to do coffee table books at all. The idea was that if Indian culture is to be sustained, it has to be made accessible to younger and younger generations. There is a tendency in most old cultures to mystify their own culture, to mystify their own wisdom, to say, no, you won't understand it. You need 50 years of sadhana before you will understand it. And that is how we felt the younger generation was getting turned off by saying, you know, we don't have 50 years. So we felt, how can we go to the source? And with their incredible knowledge and understanding of the material, how can we then make it accessible to a younger, larger, wider audience? And that has been and continues to be the sole focus of Mappin. So in 1985, we became the first publishers of Indian architecture in the world. We published the first book. It was called After the Great Masters. It was 1985 publication. And we wanted to explore the work of the people who had learned from Louis Kahn, Corbusier, and those grandmasters who had come into India immediately after independence to build some of our cities and to build in some of our cities. And from then, we have published more than 50 books on architecture. I personally have been an admirer of Popo's work for many, many, many years. Popo figured in the first book. And we have been wanting for a long time to do a series with Auroville architects, because I think the architects here are doing some of the most innovative work anywhere in the country. And even as a governing council member, I have continuously reiterated the need for this work to be known across the country and to be emulated. Had it not been for Mona's absolute dogged perseverance of me as a friend rather than as a publisher, this book would have taken even longer to publish. And I want to thank Mona for really going at it. The publishing business now is run by my ex-husband, So Mona trying to promote her husband's work through me trying to doggedly go after my ex-husband to say what is happening with the book is really what has brought the book out. And I'm very, very happy that this is the first in what we hope is a continuing series of work with architects here. And that it will inspire the huge building industry in this country to think of all the essential aspects of architecture that can make for a future that is sustainable for all of us. Thank you all for being here, and I hope you enjoy the book. Thank you.
Straight away, we are running short of time. I'm going to read the first paragraph of my author's note, which is in the book. The monograph series on Auroville architects, the pioneers, emerged from a deep sense of gratitude. Gratitude towards Auroville, that it exists after 44 years, through all its struggles and limitations, and continues to do so as an ideal, a concept, a city in the making, nurturing the lives of those who converge here from all over the world. Gratitude also for those pioneers who came to a barren red plateau and had the conviction to follow a dream, giving their youth to make it what it is today. This was my basic precept or concept when I started, you know, conceiving these three books on the pioneering architects of Auroville. These are the architects who came in late 1960s, 70s, gave their youth, their life, their energy, their work to Auroville. And after, when it was 40 years old, this book started, the process started in 2006, I thought that it's time to look back and to see where we have reached, what have we achieved, what are the successes, what are the failures, what can we take forward, what should we leave behind. And I thought this can only be done through a research which is very thorough. And I thought that each of these three architects, which is Roger Anger, Piero and Gloria Cicinesi, and Popo Pingel, deserve a monograph on their own. All these three architects were very reluctant to talk about their work, never having talked about their work so often. They didn't come here to talk about their work to publish. They came actually just to do the work, what they believed in the city, in the ideal. And therefore, it was very difficult in the beginning to get them to talk, to interview, to get them. Everything had to be scanned. The drawings were all handmade. Not everything was documented. But I think in the end, I hope you will enjoy the product. Next. Some problem? Okay, Astrid?
No, it's nothing. Just asking whether Piero is here or not.
Yeah, Gloria is here. I'm sorry, Piero is not here, I think. He's not well today, but yes. And that's the next book that is coming out. And on Roger Anger, there's already a book out. We would like to do a book just on his Auroville works. It will also be a 200-page documentation on his works and his motives and his concepts here. This is what I wanted to say. Work as a product of their life's inner aspirations. In those years, you have to imagine there were no contractors, no masons, no carpenters, no barbenders, no structural engineers, no supervisors. And these people started on this barren land with their aspiration. What they created is just amazing, because we who come after, I've practiced 20 years in Auroville and I know what it means, and I'm really grateful that what they achieved can now be taken forward, because they established a sense of perfection, of quality, which stands today for Auroville in great demand. They created the base for us from which we can continue to work forward. And they didn't take no for an answer. They didn't say, this doesn't exist, we can't do it. They gave everything they had to this place. And I think that was their main motivation to work here. Next. I'm very happy that the foreword of this book has been written by B.V. Doshi. I share a special relationship with him because I have been his student at School of Architecture SET and have great respect for him. And he has also a very nice relationship with Popo since 1984. And therefore, I was very, very happy, and I'm grateful to him that he has written the foreword to this book. Next. I'll just now take you to a journey through the book, very short. I'm not going to talk too much there. The slides are going on automatically. It will take about 4.5 minutes to finish. I just want to, the book is organized in three parts. The first part deals with the person, the personality, the background, and everything else that is not only architecture. Because I think the people, who, the architects who work here, and in general, everybody who comes here, is not just doing one aspect of their work. They are building themselves, and they are building the city through building themselves, and I think that is the most important thing. Therefore, I wanted to highlight everything about the person and not just their work. So the first part is that, the background. The second part is the selected projects, where we have selected 6 projects and we have gone into depth about each project, made an analysis, an architecture analysis. And the last part, which I also thought was very important, is different personal perspectives of people who have worked with Popo. Students of his who are still in Auroville, you know, he was one of the first who started taking architecture trainees in Auroville in 1984. And that's the reason why I'm standing here today, because in 1987 I came as a trainee of Popo. And this has led to a kind of chain reaction which still exists today, that we get a lot of architects. People are almost tired of hearing the word architect in Auroville, because we just have too many of them, but it is just too tempting and it's so fulfilling to work in Auroville. So this was one of the reasons. Next. I think it should go on now by itself. I hope it does. If it doesn't, somebody will have to click. It's set at 3 seconds. Otherwise, just go.
Just go.
Just go, and this is just to give you an idea. You can just click every 2 seconds with the picture. And I'm just going to read you a few things about some words of Popo, which I found, which has been also included in the book. Popo's architecture lies between the plastic and the elemental, the sensory and the rational. His background in carpentry gives him a strong base in materiality, yet his aspirations and nature lead him to go beyond purely rational processes. He is a person who allows things to evolve as they come. In Auroville, he believes one evolves according to one's inner capacities and needs, not desires. The external built forms grow out of the evolution of the awareness of one's nature and the world around. So these are some of the first earliest projects that he did. This is a book which was published after 8 years of work in the villages on land earth. Architecture derives primarily from the human need for shelter, covering a multicultural span from cave dwelling to skyscraper. It is always to be seen in this existential light, not just in itself, but with the whys, for whats, and wheres. For if we lose this perspective, we enter fashion. The result is egocentric, away from timelessness and spirit. The spirit is not matter, it is behind it, within it, and around it. Architecture for me is like planning and non-planning at the same time, letting the unknown come in. The New Year message of the mother in 1969 was, don't talk. And this has been the leitmotif of my work all these years in Auroville. This is our own house, built in 1990, as you see. It has a lot of the typical what one would ascribe to Popo as his qualities or as his raison d'etre, the way he works with architecture. And he has done a lot of work in boards and domes. This was simply to avoid using cement when there was a cement shortage in 1978 due to the oil crisis and due to cement being available in the black market. He started experimenting with ways to build with lime and brick and mud. This is what I was saying, the personal perspectives. and each person has written on a different aspect of Popo. These are people who have known Popo through many years. Suhasini, for example, she is now in Oroville since many, many years. Popo Kyukalas is one of the people who have influenced Popo a lot. This is we used to share an office for 20 years. Now we don't, but this is one. And this is two of Popo's oldest supervisors. One of them is still alive, and today we are going to felicitate these two people, whom I feel is very important. And this is the last slide. I want to say this is very important for me. This book is dedicated to the pioneers who came to Oroville in those early years, and to the many unnamed craftsmen who are helping to build Oroville. And therefore, I'm very happy that today we will be able to felicitate two of Popo's supervisors who have built with him for more than 20 years, and they are both here. I would therefore now first like to ask Dr. Karan Singh to say a few words, if you like, sir, and launch the book.
Thank you. Where is the book?
Among the many glories of the Indian cultural tradition is architecture. For example, the Bhedeshwara temple in Thanjavur, built exactly 1,000 years ago at the same time as Suryavarman was building Angkor Wat in Cambodia, is a miracle of architecture. I don't think today, with all our machines and all our computers, we would ever be able to build a temple like that. Or you take the Kailash temple in Ellora. It is a temple cut into the rock, not built from ground up. The architect was able to envisage the temple, and from a rocky thing, they cut down and they built the temple by cutting into the rock. I mean, these are extraordinary things. So we had a very rich tradition of architecture in this country. We had the ancient Hindu tradition, the Jain tradition, when the Mughals came, they brought in artifacts from Central Asia, from Persia, and that really resulted in the Taj Mahal and other great buildings. Now, so we have this tradition in this country, and it is but appropriate that a totally new experiment like Oroville should have produced such marvelous architects. I was very surprised and very interested that the three great architects that were mentioned, Roger was from France, Piero was from Italy, and Popo was from Germany. So there's a very strong European influence. I think Popo's art is very strongly influenced by Japan, but that's just a layman's view. But I would like to say that the creation of Oroville and the building of Oroville in the last 40 years has been a remarkable achievement. How the Orovillians converted an arid, dry area into a green, which was green unfortunately before the typhoon, really be green again, a green oasis, and with all these glorious buildings, and the building of the Matri Mandir, I think itself has been one of the world's wonders. I saw it coming up, built entirely by Oroville. I saw it when the hole was beginning to be dug, and how it emerged out of the ground, and how it's now become really one of the most superb buildings anywhere in the world. So let me congratulate the Orovillians collectively for what they have achieved. And let me congratulate Popo particularly. I looked through his book, he sent it to me in Delhi. And I was really astounded to see the beautiful and varied structures that he has produced here. As you said, your next monograph is going to be about Piero. And then after that, we're going to do one on Roger. And these three are the Trimurti, as it were, of the Oroville architectural situation. Now, what I think should happen is, there are lots of architects in Oroville. We are now entering a new phase. Now we are going to build the city. So far, we've just laid the foundation, as it were, for the city. Our next task is to build Oroville. And building Oroville will require energy, it will require imagination, and it will require thinkers, architectural thinkers, town planning thinkers, who will be able to lay out this new city. Because this is a city that the mother has envisioned, not as just any other city, but as a very special city, with special buildings, special ambience, and a point that Mallika constantly makes, that we must not build a PWD type, Government of India type structures. We have to have our structures that are environmental friendly and that are that have an ambience that are the trademark of all of it. So warm congratulations to everybody. This is really a glorious building. One dangerous first thing to design is a proper stand to put in.
Yeah.
Whatever, I'm not going to go into the details of this because there was some buildings that I liked very much. So warm congratulations for me. Where is he? This is like a barat without the bridegroom.
Officially launched.
felicitate. Vallapandi, please come forward.
You what?
To felicitate the two supervisors that have been working with them.
Vallapandi, come on. Thank you so much for being here. It's been my great pleasure, privilege, and honor.